This is Tony Alamo, and let's go up to the throne. Ask the Lord to bless this tape message. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise your holy name for your word and for the understanding of it. Lord, for a deeper knowledge, a deeper understanding of the word of the Lord. Lord, no one can come unto you unless you draw them by your Holy Spirit. And we are to be the vessels that you use, the containers that you use to speak through us into the world, into the dry places, and to let your Spirit work as it will to draw men, all men, unto you. Lord, open up every heart, soul, mind, and their spirit to receive the words. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
You may have feelings that you are in the home church and that you have put everything of your old sinful life on the altar as a sacrifice.
Right. There's many people that believe that they are really sacrificing a lot for the Lord when they're just going through ordinary things that most people in the world go through. They go through headaches, or they have a problem paying their bills and all the other different things that people go through. So you may believe that you've just put everything on the altar. Then what?
God's wisdom does not measure us with the full 4,000 cubits at once.
No. There's 4,000 cubits in the measurement to make a person completely of the Lord. And he doesn't measure us that way all at once. He takes, he goes gradually with it. Otherwise, no one would be able to take it. Then what?
The measure of the flow of God's life in us in increment, gradually in increments or sections of 1,000 cubits. If he did measure us immediately, completely, and at once, measuring us with the full 4,000 cubits, we would snap. We would not be able to take it. He measures in the same manner that a mother feeds her tiny baby and her little child, just a little at a time.
So a little baby, tiny baby is one thing and a little child is another one. You don't feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the same time or for 3 days in advance like you'd give water unto a camel. They drink and can last up to several days. But a mother feeds her little baby a little bit at a time and her little children also. Okay, then what?
At first, the Lord measures us little by little. Each time the Lord measures us, he does it in 1,000 cubits. 1,000 is a complete unit in the Bible.
This is according to chapter 47 in Ezekiel. Okay, then what?
The Lord Jesus would not measure you 4,000 cubits immediately, but he has to measure you for a complete unit.
Right, the Lord doesn't just throw you into the water swimming. He lets you walk through the trickle and then measure you 1,000 yards so you get into the Lord up to your ankles. And that's why a lot of people see people veering off from serving the Lord. They're still in the Lord, but they still don't have, haven't gotten rid of their old self enough. Most of their old self is still not on the altar. And then he goes, he gives you another 1,000 cubit measurement, which is up to the knees. And then you have more, at least half of yourself up on the altar. And then 3/4 of the way up to your loins or up to your waist. And 3/4 of you is on the altar. And then you begin swimming. All of you is in the water. And then it's very difficult for you to do anything on your own at all because you're so much into the Lord that all you do is just let the Lord do the leading and the Lord do the working and the Lord telling you what to do. But people that are walking in dry places are walking with the devil. And they can go, they find it very easy to walk. They can go anywhere they want, do anything they want, do anything they please. But the more you're walking into the Lord's Spirit, the more he mortifies the desires and wants of the wicked one, the more you're on the altar, and the more you feel the Lord, or feel the presence of the Lord in you. And the more you want to feel him in you, the deeper you want to get into the water, the more of yourself you want on the altar, and finally you are totally surrendered unto the Lord. You're completely on the altar. You're a heap of ashes, and you find it difficult to do anything on your own. You just can't do anything. You cannot sin. It's impossible to sin. Okay, keep going.
The number four refers to the creation and specifically to man as the head of God's creation.
That's why the Lord says this is four, the number four, 4,000 cubits. Read that again. Pertains to man, the creation, and specifically man, who is the in charge of all of God's creation. That he originally put us there with Adam, and then Adam and Eve blew it, and now the devil is in charge of people's God's creation down here. And so God wants to recover. The book of Ezekiel is a book of recovery, where it tells you how God wants to recover us into himself, and how the only way that we can be recovered is to deny the flesh, that is, to be completely on the altar and to allow God to use that number four, the 4,000 cubits, let him fill those 4,000 cubits up with him. And then you are a God man or God woman, a God person. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. You don't really hear him preach it on this wise, do you?
No.
But it's more explanatory, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
The number four refers to the creation and specifically to man as the head of God's creation. The fact that the measurement by the man of brass is in four times of 1,000 cubits means that our entire being has to be possessed by the Lord.
We have to have the whole 4,000 cubits of the Lord in us. Amen?
Amen.
Of his spirit, his life. The flow we're speaking of is the flow of life, the flow of God's life into us and through us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Lord does not want to possess merely a part of our being.
No, he doesn't want just a part of us on the altar. He wants it all. Okay? All or nothing at all. Frank Sinatra sang a song like that. Half of a person is never appeals to him. Okay? Or not even 90% of a person appeals to the Lord. He wants you, all of you. All or nothing at all. Then what?
He wants to possess our entire being. Our consecration must be complete.
In other words, you must all be all on the altar. That's consecration, means to be on the altar. It means you've given yourself to the Lord. And I did a message before on how that when you give a present to Queen Elizabeth, like a dish set or like a silver set, where there's the pitcher and a great big tray and all kinds of different knives, forks, and spoons, and things like that. You don't go back into, after you've given it to her, and go back into the castle and tell her, listen, I want two more spoons. I want two of the spoons and a fork and the serving tray and all these things back. No, when you've given something, God gave his life for you on the cross, and he expects that it's your reasonable duty, if you want to be saved and enter heaven, to give your life to him. Amen?
Amen.
Not for his benefit so much, but for your benefit, so that you can enter heaven. So he wants it all on the altar. Okay? And the experience that you have when the Lord is fully in you, the 4,000 cubits, is so wonderful that you can't imagine why you ever would not have wanted that to happen years and years ago. Some people get filled with the 4,000 cubits more quickly than others, but still it takes time for everybody. And now is the hour of recovery. And that's why the Lord has given me this here from the book of Ezekiel, because that's the book of recovery, telling you how you can recover, get back to where you, the Lord in you, has power and dominion back over the earth again. That's why the kingdom of heaven is not seen. It's not easily observed, you know. It's not observed by human eyes. It's observed by those that are, because the kingdom of heaven is within. Amen?
Amen.
So every person that's saved establishes the kingdom of heaven more and more on this earth. But not just saved. They need to start walking into the water to give themselves fully unto the Lord on the altar And then as they become filled totally with the 4,000 cubits, then that is a person that has already been established into the kingdom of heaven. Understand?
Yes.
Okay, then what? Go ahead.
Our consecration must be complete, absolutely complete. Absolute or complete means 4,000 cubits of being measured by the Lord, so that our entire being is taken over by him. After the four times of measurement, Ezekiel tells us that the waters became a river that could not be passed over. Quote, "For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over," Ezekiel 47:5.
What does that mean? It means a river that can't be passed over is a river you can't get out of. If you can't pass over it, you can't get over this way or that way, you're in the middle of the river, compassed about, and you cannot, you just cannot sin. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And you feel the power of God so strong in you that you just could never sin. Okay? That's what it says in the Bible. He said, because he that sins is of the devil. After you have all those 4,000 cubits in you, or if you have even 2,000 cubits or 3,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits, you can't sin. You have to go onward because you want more and more of the power, the life, the flowing of God's life through you. Amen. Don't you want to feel secure?
Amen.
Compassed about by the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Then what?
Before the first measuring, the water trickled forth. After the first time, the water came up to the ankles. After the second time, the waters came to the knees.
After the second measuring, then what?
After the third time, it came to the loins. Finally, after the fourth time, no one could tell how deep the waters were.
No, I mean, you just, because no one can tell the height, the depth, the width, or the breadth of the Lord. You can't tell how deep the waters are. It's immeasurable then. Amen?
Amen.
And that's wonderful. It's able to keep you totally immersed into the water all the time, in the Spirit, the life of God. Amen?
Amen.
The life of God is immeasurable, okay? Innumerable. Then what?
It had become a river that could not be passed over, waters to swim in. Before getting into the flow of life, a person can walk easily on the dry land. It is most convenient to walk on dry land, but to walk in a place where water is trickling forth is not convenient. After a downpour, the water that trickles on the thoroughfare makes it somewhat not convenient to walk.
Or the passageway. Thoroughfare or the passage, because it's kind of muddy and then what?
When the water comes up to a person's ankles, it is even more bothersome to walk. When it comes up to the knees,
it's more bothersome to be in dry places because you're tasting of life. Amen? That's what I mean, all right? Then what?
When it comes up to the knees, it is even more difficult to walk.
Because it walk according to dry places. But it's more easy. Because you can feel the life in you, more and more. Amen.
Amen.
So why? Well, you would more difficult for you to even desire to go out there and walk in dry places with the devils. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
When the water comes to the loins, a person can still move, but with difficulty.
You can still move on dry land, if you were crazy and you wanted to. But it's very difficult, you know, to make such a ridiculous, insane decision to do such a thing. Amen?
Amen.
Because you feel the presence of the Lord so strong. Then what?
The deeper the flow of the water is, and the more we are in this flow, the more inconvenient it becomes.
For us to be like a natural person, a unsaved or a demonic person. Then what?
After being measured by the Lord, you will have the feeling that it is harder to move.
Well, to move any, do anything on your own, in other words, all right? You just want to, Lord, tell me what to, you know, I want to do what you want to do. Only. Then what?
The more power or grace you receive, the more you will be limited and bothered.
Bothered about being, even trying to do anything on your own. I just constantly ask the Lord all the time, what do you want me to do? You want me to do some more of this message tonight? Yes, he says, okay. There's more. It's never ending. Amen.
Amen.
It's so deep, it just keeps getting deeper. Take them all down into the depth with you. Oh, all right, Lord. I'll do it. Amen.
Amen.
You mean, Lord, rather than me watching TV or playing Monopoly or something, which I have never played for so many years I couldn't remember it, okay? Yes. Do another message on the flow of water. All right, Lord. It would be very difficult for me after hearing that to go in there and watch TV, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, so let's read on.
When the flow of God's life rises to the loins, it is very difficult to move, do your own thing. This is the hardest test.
That's when the test comes the hardest. Then what?
At this time...
The temptation becomes the hardest. Then what else?
At this time, you may wish that you were not in the home church.
Yeah, you wish you're not even in church, some people, because they can't do what they want. Then what?
And you may want to leave, get away, but you cannot get away because you are encompassed with and surrounded by water.
You can't sin. Amen? Doesn't the Bible say that?
Yes.
Then what else?
When the water is to the loins, your consecration is 75%. When it is to the knees, your consecration is 50%.
And whether you're on the altar, 50%, okay? 75%. Then what?
And when it is to the ankles, your consecration is 25%.
What we want to do is be 100%. Amen?
Amen.
That way you know you're going to heaven. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
All right. Then what?
The time when you are 75% consecrated is the hardest time. At this time, you may have sufficient power of God's life or grace, so that it is not easy for you to sin. Yet you don't have enough of God's life to control your daily work of God.
Right, because a lot of times you get super angry at something that you know you shouldn't do, but you do it anyway because even though you know that you're not supposed to be angry at somebody for no reason at all, you're supposed to report it to the pastor, and the pastor's supposed to take care of it. Amen?
Amen.
But you do anyway. You don't control. You're not fully on the altar. Your tongue is not on the altar. Your lips, your mouth, the whole rest of you, your brain. So it's still easy to sin because you haven't been fully consecrated yet. You're not swimming yet. Okay, then what?
Losing your temper because of having to do some godly thing is a real problem.
You know, some person will be told, oh, you have to do the dishes. And they get angry at it because they'll say somebody else is supposed to do it, but they're gone someplace on a maybe helping purchasing or something. It's not my job. Or you see somebody leaving towels in the bathroom and you just leave them there because you are not fully consecrated yet. You're not constantly aware that the Lord is watching every move you're making. He wants to know if you're just going to do whatever job you see that needs to be done whenever you see that it needs to be done, as a good testimony to the Lord, because you're totally not on the altar yet. Right?
Right.
All right, then what?
The grace is there, yet it is not deep enough.
No, you've got life still, God's life, but it's not deep enough. It's not a full consecration. And if you can keep only 75% in, you'll start going backwards to 50%. And then down to 75%. You're like the people, the Hebrews, that had to go back in the circle and go back to the water well where they became angry about doing something of the Lord, having to fast for water. And they had to go back and be tested, weighed, tried, judged again. And they still got angry when they went back the second time, so they never advanced up to the knees. To the waist. So the Lord's going to keep going, having you go back to that circle, circling around and around in the desert until you go back to that same thing. So a lot of people say, I keep going back to the same thing. It comes in a different form every time. But I keep sinning every time. I lose my temper when I see something that I know is somebody else's job, but they're lazy and I don't care about the blessing from you, Lord. I just I just want them to do it. And there's a big ruckus in the house of God. And they're still going to be going through. They never make an advancement in the Lord. It's like one of the first ones that I went through, I told you many times before, is that when Buddy Bigelow didn't clean his bathtub. And Susie told me, if you want to advance, if you want some more of that the Holy Spirit in you, if you want God to bless you and get you ahead of everybody else, then go in there and clean that tub and shut up about it. And so I did. And then the Lord advanced me. Amen?
Amen.
And he never advanced Buddy Bigelow because he never took, even cleaned up his own mess, and he wouldn't clean up the mess of anybody else's. Of course, if you won't clean up your own mess, you won't clean the mess up of anybody else. And so you just keep going round and round in circles, and you never get to the promised land. Okay, keep going.
You need to be measured again 1,000 cubits.
Yeah, after you go there and do the same thing again, you're not taking the measurement, you're not going forward into the water. You're just spinning around, spinning your wheels, going nowhere. Then what?
Then the consecration will be 100%.
Then you'll be on the altar, 100%. You mean I got to die out completely? That's what the Bible says. When the Spirit is strong enough in you, when the water is strong enough in you, when the flow of life is strong enough in you, you're mortified. You're dead. Amen?
Amen.
So if you want to be totally dead, you have to take the 4,000 cubits. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
When the time comes, no one knows the depth of the water.
No one can tell how deep you are just by looking at you. Most people don't think I'm deep. Just by looking at me, they think, you know, I'm maybe a scoundrel of some sort. Right? But you can't tell, can you? Then what else?
When there are waters to swim in, there is no need for you to move.
There's no need for you to do anything until the Lord tells you to. Amen?
Amen.
That's a kickback position. Amen?
Amen.
People doing all kinds of things. They're just busying themselves all over the place doing things that the Lord doesn't want them to do, and leaving the things that God wants them to do left loose. It's not being done. Okay, then what?
This is the time for you to rest, because the flow of God's life is sustaining, supporting you, and even carrying you away.
Encompassing you, lifting you up, carrying you down the stream of his life, of what he wants you to do. All right? You're just resting, waiting for his beck and call to do something. Okay, then what?
At that time...
And usually it's nothing, like he told me. But things that you don't want to do. He told me to lift my hand up in the park and say, I'm a Jew washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit. Every time I ever saw anybody do something like that in my life, I thought they were nuts. And I never wanted everybody to think I was crazy. But he had me do it. And within just seconds, the whole park was on me full of Jews, shaking their fists at me and telling me that I'm not a Jew. And they weren't embarrassed, and so that brought me to where I'm not embarrassed anymore either. I started shaking my fist back at them, telling them I am a Jew, and they couldn't hear me because my voice is so deep, and I just put Susie in front of me, who has a very shrill, sharp voice, and she pierced right through it and got them all shut up and started preaching to them. Okay, then what?
At that time, you will be able to say, praise the Lord all the time, all the day long. At that time, there is no longer any human strength, human effort, or human struggle.
In you, right. Then what?
The flow of God's life carries you along. After the fall of man, humans always love to move about free, in complete freedom.
And that means up to this day, people just love to do everything they want to. And you can see where it's gotten the world. Is the world any better today than it was 50 years ago?
No.
It's worse and worse and worse, as people think that they're just as deep as everyone else, that they're just right because they're listening to what the president says, who is a scoundrel, and other people who are scoundrels, they're listening to them, and they just keep going deeper and deeper. They're just walking in dry places with all the demons. Then what else?
They do not like to be restricted in any way.
No, no restriction, no restraints. Just do your own thing, whatever comes to your brain. And the devil will feed your brain plenty of things to do. Then what else?
When we were on the dry land, it was easy to move. As the water of life began to increase in our being, it became more restricting and bothersome. You may feel that you have much strength and energy, but something within is building and limiting you. You may have told the Lord, "Lord, I surrender myself to you," but it is not until the fourth time of measurement that we will be fully surrendered.
Yeah, you can say you're surrendered all the time, every day, but until you're fully surrendered, you're not. Words are cheap. Then what else?
At that time, there is no possibility of exercising our own effort.
Our own will. When you're full, fully measured, then what?
The only thing we can do in the waters is to swim. We cannot pass over them. After you have been completely measured by the Lord, there is no need of your strength, your effort, or your struggle. At that time, you will say, "Lord, I surrender myself to the flow. I commit myself to the flow. I stop all my effort and cease all my struggle. I am resting in the flow and will let the flow carry me along." We all need to ask ourselves how many steps of measuring we have passed.
Yeah, are we up to the ankles, or still we walking in the trickle? Are we up to the knees, up to the waist, or are we swimming? Because nothing significant will be done by the Lord in and through us until we're swimming. And then what?
The picture in Ezekiel 47 is better than 10,000 words. We need to praise the Lord that we are in His house, yet we need to be measured thoroughly by Him.
All right, praise the Lord. I asked the Lord if I should do another one, and He said yes, so there'll be another one on drinking the flow of life. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo.